It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
Have you ever wondered what life after death, or in this case, life between death and rebirth, is like? What types of existence must it be? What would you do and learn? While these questions have been asked by millions of people, some cultures have gone the extra mile and written books to assist those who are in between. One of these intermediate state manuals is the Tibetan Book of the Dead. The book was originally written by 8th century CE, ostensibly by an ancient Buddhist teacher named Padmasambhava. The book's original title is Bardo Thadal, which is translated to Liberation by Hearing on the After-Death Plane. The purpose of the book is to help those who are in the intermediate state to escape the cycle of death and rebirth. This is accomplished by reading aloud the text of the book, thereby assisting the dead individual in their escape from the cycle. In this lesson, we examine a summary of the Bardo Thadal, give some details on the translation of the book, and discuss a few quotes in an attempt to more completely understand the text. The Bardo Thadal is primarily concerned with helping those who have entered intermediate state to elevate themselves into a new reality, thereby escaping the life, death, bardo, and rebirth cycle. This is accomplished through the reading of the instructions to help the confused, disembodied soul find its way through the bardos, or levels of the dream state the dead enter into following separation from their physical forms. There are three bardos, encapsulating various aspects of the afterlife realm in which the living whisper instructions of comfort, peace, and guidance to the deceased. The first bardo is the stage of the afterlife that occurs immediately after death. At the beginning of the first bardo, instructions are read in an attempt to help the dead accept what is called clear light, which helps the soul understand death as the ultimate existence. If the soul can embrace this truth, it will remain in the clear light forever, thus escaping the cycle. If not, the soul will sink into the secondary clear light and then move into the second bardo. The second bardo is a two-week period divided in half, in which the soul is met by numerous spiritual beings. In the first week, the peaceful deities appear to the soul. Seven deities appear, one of each day of the week, bringing their magnificent glory before the soul. If the soul is able to stand before the first deity, it'll reach nirvana, the aforementioned ultimate existence. If not, the soul descends from one day to the next, passing or failing the tests of each deity. In each case, the soul will be reborn into gradually decreasing states of existence, with the final state being a reborn as an animal. During the second week, the soul is met by seven legions of wrathful deities, and boy, this doesn't sound like much fun, which are actually just the peaceful deities in disguise. The instructions to the soul are to be still and unafraid in their presence. If the soul runs away, it'll pass down to the third bardo, but if it stands its ground, it will be liberated. The dreaded Lord of Death awaits the soul in the third bardo. He judges the soul using a mirror that shows all the good and evil deeds of the soul. If the soul can realize through the instructions being read that the Lord of Death and all his minions are merely imaginations of his own mind, the soul can be liberated. However, if the soul gives way to fear, it will be reborn once more, trapped again in the cycle. When you pass, perhaps you guys should take up a little studying lesson, so to speak, with the Tibetan Book of the Dead. It's pretty much a guide, a roadmap to what you should do once you cross over. You know, oddly enough, there was no stops at the ice cream parlor or, you know, no creepy look in on Natalie Portman like I, you know, probably would do. But look, that's just my way. And obviously, I'm not ready to come out of my cycle yet. I hope you guys have enjoyed this cycle of the Odd the Newfoundland's Halloween specials, a.k.a. 31 Days of Halloween. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast and listen to all the free content this month. Take care, guys. You'll hear from me again tomorrow.